Episode 799, Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Guess what? It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it is your time of reflection. It is time to just take a breather. Yes, you have my permission to go find a hot tub, to put whatever you want in it, light some candles, close the door, lock yourself in it, and say, you know what? Life is like a box of chocolates. That's what we're chatting about today. It sounds like a really sweet spot, doesn't it? Oh, we're going to get sweeter as our chat moves along. But first, I want to give a huge welcome to all of our brand new family members. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. As an impactor, we have to remember that we have to take time for ourselves. And during this time of Sweet Spirit Sunday, it truly is a time of reflection, a time where we can turn the clock inward to us, where we look in the mirror. We have an internal mirror, not just the outside mirror, because we're working on the outside stuff throughout the week, right? But we need an internal mirror. We need a time where we can come and say, okay, this is how I feel. Is this good? Is this bad? Where does this fit into my life? Because life happens. Life is. Mama always said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That came from the movie of 1994, Forrest Gump, played by Tom Hanks. You probably know it, and it's hard for me even to say life is like a box of chocolates without kind of putting a little accent. In fact, my husband does it so well, I thought about having him on here just to say that phrase. But wouldn't it be nice to have that sweet spot every day where everything was lined up perfect? Life is like a box of chocolates. It's full of surprises. You never know what's going to happen next. Psalms 31:24 says this, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for and hope for and expect the Lord." In our life circumstances, we don't always get what we want. Have you ever noticed when you have those box of chocolates? I can remember it was a real special thing. And when my dad was the pastor of civilian churches, he also was in the military as a chaplain. So I've been both on the military side of churches, and I've also been on the civilian side of churches. But in the civilian ministry, they would give gifts. And way back when, you know, we were not a mega church growing up. My father did not ever pastor a mega church like you see now, where you see 75, 120,000 people in a congregation. There weren't these mega churches like you have now. And so when people would appreciate you, they would give you small tokens. And I can remember as a child, we would get a box of chocolates. And if you can remember those like Russell candy box of chocolates, and you would have all of them, they would kind of have a different design on them. Well, my favorite, I got to tell you, you want to send me chocolates? It's caramel. Love my chocolate and caramel. I love them. And as a child, that was always the one I wanted to find. And when it was just me and my brother, I could like push it. And if it was just soft enough, I was like, yes, that's my caramel. That's my sweet spot. And then I would bite into it and it would be like coconut. And I'd be like, bleh. And I'd just stick my tongue out and I would gag. And I'm like, this is not what I wanted. And then I would look sometimes on the back because I got smarter as I got older. And they had like this roadmap. And they would tell you, oh, this one is chocolate with a cherry in it, or this one has a, you know, a special nougat in it, and this one has maybe some almonds. And so I would read the roadmap. Well, that was great when the roadmap was correct, but sometimes the roadmap was turned around or I didn't get it right. And so I would bite into what I thought was the caramel and chocolate one, and it was a cherry one. I would just like gag again. Not that I don't like cherries. But when you expect one thing and you get something else, you don't like it. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You got to be strong and let your heart take courage. Circumstances do not have to dictate the outcome of your life. However, when you focus on the circumstances, especially the bad ones, the negative ones, the fear begins to build because that's what you're focusing on. It becomes the problem and it becomes problematic in your life. When really you need to be focusing on whom? God, giving him control. But instead, we tend to what? Relish in the fact that you're in control, right? We want to have the control. I got this together. It's like following my own roadmap, looking for those chocolates. Well, how well did that work out? Statistically speaking, I don't think overall very well in my lifetime. I ended up just letting everybody else taste them, hoping that they would miss the one that I wanted. And I usually fared better that way. You do what you got to do, right? Being the oldest when you really want that caramel and chocolate one. But sometimes that's how we see life. We want to dictate. We want to control. Whether it's we wait for everybody else to make the decision and then we go in for the kill, or whether we sit back and we say, well, I don't know, this might work. I'm going to give it a shot. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But you see, God doesn't want us to find our sweet spot that way. He doesn't want us just wandering around or trying to use this little map on our own, figuring out our own way. No, God does not want fear to control us. We can feel it, but God wants to handle it for us. He wants to be your sweet spot. So what does that look like to you? Where can you find your sweet spot? How do you get there? What's the roadmap? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You got to step out in faith. That's where you'll find your sweet spot. It's there, but you have to be willing to step out in faith. Number one, it starts with a conversation. It's called you have to pray. You have to begin this conversation between you and God. It's the direct red line to him. When my father passed away, that was one of my coping mechanisms as I was going through the loss of him and grieving my father's death. It was like, I've got a direct line now to God. I can just call my dad. My dad's right there, right by his side. I know he'll put a good word in for me. Well, I know that as a Christian, I don't have to go through my dad to get to God. I know I'm heard because Jesus died on the cross for my sins. That's why he was sent here. So you got to pray. And just as an added bonus here, I want to give you something simple because I know when I talk to people are like, I'm afraid to pray. I don't know how to pray. Well, we could go into a long discussion on how in the Bible it shows us to pray, but I want to give you these four little kind of sub notes here. When you pray, it's simply as, Lord, give him thanks, ask some questions, then tell him where you need help, and then give praise. That's it. It's truly a conversation. And then as you begin to get comfortable with it, what happens is that you'll begin to pray, and you won't go through all of those four things real fast. You'll kind of pause, and you'll begin to things and ideas come to your mind. You see, that's where for me personally, when I work out and I have my morning, my me time is what I call it. That's my devotion time with God. That's my direct red line to God time. And sometimes it happens, you know, when I want it to immediately. And sometimes it happens on his time frame. It may be in the middle of a prayer. It may be right in the middle of me grunting, trying to lift some extra weight. But regardless, I'm making time for God. And how you do that is you got to pray. You want to step out in faith, you got to pray. Number two, you got to trust. God's got your back. Don't give up. He's never given up on you. I know it's easy for us to throw in the towel when we don't get what we want, all in that self-gratification, immediate gratification. We want it now our way or the highway, right? Well, it doesn't work that way with God. It's his way is the only way. It may take 10 years to get what you want, but when you step out in faith, that's what you're doing. I can see in my life how he has orchestrated every single step. Did I see that when I was in the middle of it? No, I did not. But as I begin to learn and live and grow wiser and get older, I can begin to see and I can connect the dots. And I'm telling you, it is the beautiful, it is the most extraordinary puzzle that God has put together and how he has intertwined everything. And there are some things, well, I just don't know. And I'm like, oh, that's the mystery. God just wants to leave that. That's a sparkle that's going to stay on its own. I don't understand it, but that's okay. One of these days, maybe I will. But when I get to heaven, I know I'll see everything. But I'm in no rush because I know God's not finished with me yet. And he's not finished with you. God's got your back, so you got to trust. Trust. Number three, obey. This is hard. It's very easy for us to give orders, isn't it? Oh, yes, especially as a mom. I am so good at giving orders. Kids, go clean up your room. Kids, do the dishes. Kids, it's time to eat. Come on. Kids, it's time to go. We are great at giving orders, but when it comes for us to take action, not so much. We kind of want to sit back and we want everything to come to us. It doesn't work that way. When we obey, that means we take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's what keeps us going. God wants to see us in motion, not sitting on the sidelines. Obeying him is doing just that. So be careful. I see this happen too many times. We're willing to step out in faith. We're willing to pray about it. Oh, I'm praying about it. I trust God will handle it. But there's no action that follows up. There's no obedience. Well, as a mom who disciplines and tells her children what to do, as simple as go clean your room and you have until dinner time to do it, what's your response when they don't do it? What do you think God's response is when we don't do what he asks us to do? Obedience. We have to obey. We got to take aim. You see, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have to be willing to step out in faith. You have to pray, trust, and obey. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but you know what you will get when you have God? You'll find that sweet spot in life. And that sweet spot in life comes from hard work, dedication, being willing to step out in faith. And when you do that, you're willing to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can begin to create your now the way God sees it. Find your sweet spot today. You deserve it. God wants you to have that sweet spot. You don't need to rely on this particular map that you're looking for underneath the chocolates. You don't need to push and prod at different things going, ooh, is that going to be my gooey, wonderful, soft caramel one? Or am I going to get that ooky, squishy, runny red cherry one of which I don't even want to touch because it's just sticky, messy. When you rely on God and let him handle it and you step out in faith, your life will be more than a box of chocolates. It will be everything that you dreamed of. It won't necessarily happen overnight. It takes time, but God's timing is perfect. So be ready and go out and live, love, and impact today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.